Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let me go through the pressure meter. Who's highest on the pressure meter heading into round one? It's back for 2024, so let's run through it, the pressure meter. I've got Essendon at number one on the pressure meter heading into this weekend's round. Essendon finished four wins above Hawthorn last year. If Essendon lose this game, if the Bombers lose this game that they're expected to win, I think the doubts will all of a sudden creep in, and the doubt meter will be highest at Essendon of any team that might lose this weekend. I think they'll win the game. Four wins above Hawthorn last year. Hawthorn's injury depleted. And Essendon has all four pre-season recruits playing. Ben Mackay, Todd Goldstein, Xavier Dersma and Jake Gresham. Essendon needs a big start. And they play Sydney at the SCG next week. So the stars might align for a nice kill for round one for Essendon, I think, even though I've got them number one on the pressure meter. They just need to win this game, Essendon. At number two, I've got Melbourne. They lost last week. They've done a lot of talking this week. Cozzy Pickett is back. You can't keep winning the inside 50s and losing the game and telling us your forward line is fine. So, yes, you have Cozzy back this week, but start 0-2 and the bad summer becomes an official bad start to the season. So, the whole world thinks that playing last week as well gives Melbourne an advantage over the Dogs. Will it or won't it? Well, Jared Rivers said that it will. We'll play a little bit of Jared Rivers later on in the program from a chat we had a couple of days ago. So if it's going to give Melbourne an advantage over the Dogs, then surely they win this game. I've got the number two on the pressure meter. I'm actually tipping the Dogs to win it. At three, Collingwood lost round one. Some doubts creeping in over their back line and their effort and their motivation. Craig McRae looked more frazzled than ever last week. He cooked his players for not doing the little things like manning the mark, which you do when you're mentally on. So Collingwood and Craig McRae, they've got nothing wrong for almost 2 years, as we've said. It's an interesting move of maybe an internal mindset, this whole unfurling of the flag thing and hiding it early. So I've got Collingwood at three on the pressure meter. So your thoughts on the top three, 1-300-736-736, or the top four or five. Brisbane's at four for me. They'll be 0-2 with a loss to Fremantle at Optus on Sunday. Luke Hodge said that Chris Fagan was outcoached on SEN yesterday in that loss against Carlton. And Lee Montagna agreed last night, pretty much, on AFL 360. So they can't afford to lose to Fremantle. I've got Brisbane at four. Carlton's at five. Need to back it up. Last week was their best win under Michael Voss, we're told. Lose to Richmond, a team that's hit the iceberg. And all of a sudden, every bit of momentum that Carlton was able to build up with last week, they lose that. So Carlton's at five. And I wanted to sneak Geelong into the pressure meter this week. They're at six. New grandstand, 40,000 capacity, St Kilda coming to town. Are the Cats going to be better this year? Last year, they dropped from first to 12th, but they had the whole grand final hangover as an easy out. Has Geelong finally fallen off the cliff? I've got them six on the pressure meter. Need to beat the Saints at home with their new grandstand unveiled. 1-300-736-736 with Trent Rivers that I had on the program earlier this week. Of course, not Jared Rivers, and I'll play a little bit of that shortly. But your thoughts on the pressure meter? Essendon at one, Melbourne at two, Collingwood at three, Brisbane at four, Carlton at five, and Geelong at six.